Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. Did you take a course in high school entitled The Proper Way to Eat a Pig? Where you learned to butcher a real pig the right way? Well, probably not, unless you attended Oregon Episcopal School and had the unique opportunity to experience dismembering a pig under the watchful eye of our next guest, Camus Davis, of the Portland Meat Collective, at the forefront of the farm-to-table movement, not just back to the land, but looking at tonight's dinner literally in the eye. Camus Davis, welcome to Body Language.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the recent article in the New York Times.
Thank you.
How the kids like the class?
I think they liked it a lot. In fact, one of the students actually posted a comment on the very heated debate that's going on the New York Times website over the article.
So there's a collective consciousness out there that gets folks excited.
Yeah, definitely. It's a complicated topic that gets people excited talking about it. But our students really had it. I think they had a great time.
So our listeners will fully understand what the article was all about. Would you be so kind as to read the first paragraph of the article entitled The Proper Way to Eat a Pig?
Sure. On a recent morning in Portland, Oregon, Camus Davis was teaching 9 high school kids how to butcher a pig. A 17-year-old named Maddie called dibs on the front trotter, slicing through the skin near the pig's ankle and using a handsaw to cut through the bone. Nathan, 15, moved up the leg and worked through the hock, while Karina, 16, eyed the shoulder. Pushing up the sleeves of her red cardigan, she placed her blade between the 5th and 6th ribs, scored the flesh, then gave the knife a long pull, separating the shoulder from the carcass, but leaving intact the copa, a muscle around the pig's neck, in case anyone wanted to roast it.
This isn't just about what's for dinner. It's really about, and these are my words, developing a consciousness, a mindfulness about food and where it comes from, and hopefully respecting not only the animal, but the source. Is that a fair assumption on my part?
Yeah, I think it is. I think our goal at the Portland Meat Collective is to teach anyone, whether it's adults or high school kids in this case, every part of the process of how meat gets to the table. So that means really teaching people how an animal is raised and all the ways that it can be raised. Of course, there are some ways that are more appealing than others, to me personally anyways. And then how that animal is slaughtered, because that's part of the process. And then all the different ways that butchers utilize those cuts and separate those cuts, which differs from culture to culture. And then in addition, we teach people how to use all of those cuts at home, how to cook them, how to turn them into bacon, salami, sausage. So really teaching people that, a pig isn't just about the pork chops and the bacon. There's a lot of other cuts in there that are just as delicious and important.
Speaking of bacon, there is a rumor, as yet unconfirmed, that you were once a vegetarian and that you were converted, if that's the right word, to being a omnivore, a carnivore, because you experienced that gateway meat, bacon. True or false?
Partially true, yes. I was a vegetarian in my teenage years and during my college years, and was actually a very poor vegetarian, both monetarily and also in practice. I just didn't have a very good diet.
Well, I have a confession to make. I'm a situational vegetarian.
Yes.
I'm a vegetarian until I see a really lovely slice of meat,
right,
and then all bets are off.
Well, I didn't actually get lured by bacon, but when I decided I wanted to eat meat, partially because I had anemia, I decided that was the first thing I was going to eat. So I had a bacon sandwich when I lapsed into carnivorism.
Before we get into a discussion about your Kickstarter campaign to expand the model of the Portland Meat Collective nationwide, what is your URL so people can learn more about your work? I think that's really quite important.
Our website is pdxmeat.com.
What is the future of meat in the culture, especially as we look at the highly politicized response that people have to meat in general?
Because of that, we are becoming a more conscious population of eaters. And a lot of people, including myself, I think are really struggling with whether or not to eat meat, but also if they want to eat meat, whether it's for dietary reasons or because they like the taste of it, they're wanting to have a little more control over where that meat comes from and be able to make informed decisions about where that meat comes from. And for me, the only meat that I eat now because of this educational process that I've gone through is meat that I've bought directly from farms that I have relationships with, that are local, that treat their animals well and give them a good life, that don't feed them anything they're not meant to eat, and also animals that had a, that were slaughtered in a humane way. Some people would argue that there's no such thing as humane slaughter, but and then meat that tastes good and that I know is healthy.
Well, you know, the New York Times article suggested that when you initially visited the space at the school, someone asked how she was going to contain the pig's blood, and you said, "What blood?" And the reply revealed that the owners thought that you were going to walk a pig through the front door and kill it in front of nine teenagers.
Right.
You suggested that that was ignorance and is telling of our relationship to the animals that we eat. My question would be, or statement would be, what relationship?
That's a good question. And in fact, I don't think we do have, most of us don't have a relationship with the animals that we eat. Most of us are buying pork chops from a meat counter and have sometimes don't even have think twice about where it came from or what animal it came from. And so that's why our classes really stress, the importance of knowing where your meat comes from, maybe even meeting the animal or getting to know the farm and knowing how they raise the animal where your meat comes from. And I think, you know, when you do that, and if you even choose to, you know, harvest an animal yourself, you're really going to have a different relationship to not only that animal and to notions of life and death and all kinds of complicated things, but to the meat that results from that.
And the reality is that meat demand in the developing world will double by 2020,
right?
Primarily poultry and pig meat. Mm-hmm. In fact, global demand will increase by up to 85%. Mm-hmm. The other issue is that livestock products constitute about 34% of the protein and 16% of the energy consumed in human diets.
Right.
For many people in the world, the option of eating a vegetarian diet is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
What they have for dinner is what walks with them as they move about the planet.
Right.
And for those folks, staying in one place and harvesting a crop of corn that they sell and they go out and buy whatever they need, it just isn't there.
I do think that you know, we eat a lot of meat. And probably in some cases we don't need to eat that much, especially in cultures where we can have a pretty varied diet and produce a pretty varied diet. And so I think that's something that's really maybe making people stop and think, you know, how much meat do we need? How much do we want to eat? You know, the truth of the matter is that while some of us may actually need meat for dietary reasons, we can survive pretty well without a lot of it.
You've actually suggested that the closer you are to the source of meat, and these are my words, my interpretation, is that you gain more respect for the amount of effort and labor that both the human and the pig put in to making this meal possible, and therefore consume less. Is that correct?
That's what happened to me, and that's what a lot of my students report happening to them as well. So meat becomes kind of an accent in a way. But the more you're involved in the process of getting that meat to your table, the more respect you have for the process and for the animal who gave you, you know, that food. And so you tend to sort of change the way you see that food. It's no longer just a commodity that's easy to pull off a shelf.
Our guest has been Camus Davis of the Portland Meat Collective. What is the URL, Camus?
PDXmeat.com.
PDXmeat.com. Camus, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.